Good morning to everybody. Thank you for coming and welcome to this event on the International Year of Pulses. As usual, before we start, let me remind everybody that we have today interpretation in English, French, and Spanish, and we will be webcasting this event as usual in these cases. His Excellencies, distinguished guests, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today to celebrate together these amazing seats that pulses are. Let me first of all introduce our distinguished panel today. We have FAO Director General, Jose Graciano da Silva, Mrs. Jenny Chandler, food writer, blogger, and cookery teacher. We have the ambassador of, we have the, I beg your pardon, we have the, our special ambassador, and we will also have Marcela Villarreal, Director of Partnership. I would like to welcome His Excellency Nadeem Rijaz, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. The program today will start with the screen of a short video that we are going to have to a look immediately before the intervention of the Director General. So without any further delays, let's have a look to this video that we have prepared on the book that we are going to launch for the International Year of Pulses. Can we have the book? Thank you. Angelica. To the speech of the DJ.
Bienvenidos al Año Internacional de las Legumbres. ¿Hay algo más rico, más delicioso, más barato que las legumbres?
The People's Universal, Sustainable and Perfectly Balanced Protein for Human Nutrition.
मैं आपको दालों के बैनुल अक्वामी साल में खुशामदीद कहती हूं
अहलन व मरहबन बिकुम फी السنه الدوليه للقطاني
Bienvenidos al año internacional de las legumbres. En México los frijoles han sido un alimento ancestral.
E meu conselho é que a gente explore a maior variedade possível desses grãos.
Como na pica maharage, na penda com ongeza nazi.
Dal pakate samay usme थोड़ा सा हल्दी और देसी घी पहले ही डाल दीजिए फ्लेवर बहुत अच्छा आएगा।
Thank you. Hope you like it because this is based on the book that we will be launching today, and we will be having a look to it a little bit more in detail later. And now, without any more delays, I will give the floor to FAO Director General José Graciano da Silva.
Ambassador Nadine Riaz, permanent representative of Pakistan to FAO and co-chair of the International Year of Posts Steering Committee. Ms. Jenny Chandler, FAO colleagues, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be with you today to mark two significant milestones in the implementation of the 2016 International Year of Posts. First, the nomination of the special ambassadors for Europe and other regions, and also the launch of the FAO book. This International Year of Posts has been a great opportunity to raise awareness on the contributions of posts to food security and nutrition, but also to climate change, as you saw in the video. Posts provide an affordable alternative to animal protein and are increasingly becoming an important crop for small family farmers. In fact, in some regions, like in my region, Latin America, they already are one of the most important crops for small farmers. As you know, posts also fix nitrogen from the air in the soil, what reduces the need for chemical fertilizers and so decrease the environmental impacts of agriculture. Several celebrations are being held this year around the world, and we have many already. A number of new events that are coming. In these events, we have seen a growing appreciation of consumers, also producers, to the need to fill the knowledge gaps about posts, bringing more information available and disseminate the research that is done. This is while we are starting also this year of posts here in FAO with the launch of the book. I will explain more about it later. Also, in order to raise awareness, we call upon the capacities of the special ambassadors to advocate and spread message about the International Year of Posts. FAO is designating six ambassadors for this international year, one for each region of the world. Their role is to support FAO by motivating stakeholders to take concrete actions and encourage a global discussion on health and environment benefits of posts. Today, I'm delighted to welcome to FAO Ms. Jenny Chandler. We are honored for you having accepted our invitation to become the ambassador for the International Year of Pulse. Ms. Chandler, as you probably know, is from UK and is a cook, if I may say, also a food journalist. She has a blog, and she is also a teacher. So we found all those qualities together in one lady, and she is also passionate about pools and have a special relationship with nutrition seeds in general. So we are very honored to have her with us here today. You hear from her some receipts and some guidance on what we should do together. We believe that we have a lot of things to do on better communicate the qualities of pulse, and especially to the blogs and social media. We could be very active, each of us, on this issue. I have to say also that Ms. Chandler, have been very successful in get attention to the nutritional benefits of pulse, particularly in developing countries. She speaks very well Spanish also, so as another asset. I wish to thank her personally for having accepted this role of a special ambassador. I have no doubt that her knowledge and commitment will help us a lot to communicate better the role of pulse. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the other special international ambassadors for the Year of Pulse that have been already designated. It's Mr. Dr. Joyce Boy from Canada, Ms. Maggie Habit from Egypt, and Professor Kadamut Siddiq from Australia. We have intention also to appoint a special ambassador for Latin America. All them have accepted with enthusiasm and motivation the responsibility that was entrusted to them. Very soon, we will have opportunity to see them acting. Ladies and gentlemen, we are also today, as announced, launching the book. The title is Pulses, Nutritional Seeds for a Sustainable Future. It's a book filled with illustrations and photographs, very beautiful ones. And the publication shows the main ways in which pulse can contribute to food security, sustainable agriculture, climate change adaptation, and our overall health. It takes us on a culinary trip around the world, showing the importance of pulse play in the kitchens of many different countries. Famous chefs share their knowledge and pulse recipes. I truly hope that the publication will be an inspiration for all of us to increase the amount of pulse we eat daily. I would like to conclude, say that to invite you, especially after this event, to look for the exposition we have in the atrium. The exhibit shows what pulses are and how diverse they are as well as how they are grown and used in different dishes around the world. Ms. Chandler, I wish again to welcome you to FAO. Have a warm welcome of our colleagues here. We are honored to work hand in hand with you in this year of POS. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Director General. We will proceed now for the handling of the scroll to Ms. Chandler down there. Thank you. It is now then time to hear our new ambassador for the International Year of Pulses. Ms. Chandler, you have the floor.
Director General, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for appointing me as a special ambassador for the International Year of Pulses. I'm honoured and very excited to begin to fulfil my role in spreading the incredibly important message. Pulses are a vital ingredient in a sustainable future for both mankind and the planet. I'm a food writer, a teacher, a blogger, a cook, rather than an expert nutritionist or an agronomist or specialist in trade. So I'm determined to use the vast wealth of information you have here at the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization to inform families, students, children, ordinary people about the benefits of eating pulses. As we know and we saw in the film, pulses tick so many boxes. They're healthy, an affordable source of protein. They're resilient and reliable crops that actually give something back to the land. They have a low carbon footprint. They're versatile. They have a long shelf life. I could go on and on. They seem almost too good to be true, and yet they are so often underrated, underutilized, and often still carry the stigma of the meat of the poor. And this is something that I feel so determined to help change. We want pulses to be desirable, popular, mainstream, not regarded as an inferior source of protein to meat, fish, or dairy, but a welcome alternative. With the growing world population, we just quite simply can't all continue to consume as much animal protein as we do at the moment. I have to admit, I haven't always been a champion of pulses. Growing up in rural England in the 1970s, the only pulses we ate regularly were baked beans in tomato sauce from a tin. Convenience food, but I'd like to add that we did eat plenty of fresh vegetables. I really discovered pulses, mainly beans, as a student in South America. I was studying Spanish at university in England and I went there for my year abroad. I was on a tight student budget and they were perfect and also they just tasted great. Years later, I traveled the world as a cook on an Italian sailing boat. And that's when I really discovered that people absolutely loved pulses. I used to cook the dish of pasta fagioli, beans with pasta, regularly for my Italian guests. And this wasn't just about sustenance, this was about real appreciation. They loved it. Since then, especially since I began writing a book about pulses, which was published about 3 years ago, I've enjoyed sharing feasts such as a feijoada with my Brazilian friends. I've eaten various types of dal from all over the Indian subcontinent. I've eaten street food such as delicious falafel from Egypt and the Eastern Mediterranean. Pulses have been a staple in so many different countries and cultures that you can almost travel the world once you put them on the table. I see my role as convincing people how economical, simple, versatile, and delicious they are to prepare. I suggest cooking up a big pot of a different pulse each week and experimenting. You keep your peas, lentils, beans, or chickpeas in the fridge, and during the week you dive in and maybe make a soup or a stew or a salad and maybe finish up with some hummus. If I mix it up a bit, my family don't even notice that they've been eating the same thing for 4 days running. My work life is very varied. Last week, I was teaching children to make a healthy bean salad. I've just launched a children's cookbook. I feel that it's so important that they learn about ingredients and how to cook. They are the future of food. I shot a short film about lentils, 3 ways with green lentils, for the BBC. I was demonstrating and teaching in London's leading market, Borough Market, introducing people to a pea called the Carlin pea, which was really being forgotten by the British and mainly fed to pigeons for decades. Suddenly, this bean has won the Soil Association Organic Award for the best larder ingredient. So we're regaining our knowledge of pulses. I was interviewed for a food magazine and worked on a blog post for an environmental charity called the Friends of the Earth. So, in short, you can see I'm committed to your cause. I want people to be excited about eating pulses. I aim to feed them all the nutritional and sustainability information in digestible, bite-sized pieces in an accessible way. Pulses are an extremely valuable resource in our battle against world hunger, diet-related disease, and in dealing with climate change. They really are the nutritious seeds for a sustainable future. We just need to spread the word, and I will do my very best as your messenger. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Chandler. Many thanks. It is now my pleasure to give the floor to my colleague, Marcela Villarreal, my colleague and friend, Director of Partnerships. She will be giving us a brief overview on the special program of ambassadors for the International Year of Pulses. Marcela.
Thank you very much, Enrique. Indeed, it is a pleasure to be here with you today. The special ambassadors play a very special role in all of the international years. They are nominated by the Director General. They are his special ambassadors to promote all of the different messages of the year, and very importantly, to reach out to a huge different kind of various audiences that we don't normally necessarily reach out to in our day-to-day work. So, of course, these audiences include the farmers, the policymakers, the researchers, the youth, children. Children are fundamental if we're talking about nutrition and good nutrition in the future. Reach out to consumers in general. That is, reach out to everybody who has to make decisions from farm to fork. Basically, what are you going to plant? What are you going to eat? What kind of planet do we want? So we want to reach out to all of these different audiences, and hopefully throughout the year, with the help of the ambassadors, have behavior change among all of these stakeholders. And in this case, the behavior change that we want is to increase the consumption of pulses, to increase the production of pulses, and thereby contribute to food security, to health, and very importantly also to soils and to the environment. So for this, we call upon the special ambassadors. These are personalities, as you know, who contribute voluntarily their time, their experience, their know-how, their talent, their name to spread the message, to help create that behavior change that Jenny Chandler was so beautifully talking about, and also to promote people, to help people take actions that will, in the end, have positive effects in food security and in nutrition. They also contribute to knowledge exchange, and that is also quite important. So for the International Year of Pulses, the Director General, as he mentioned in his speech, he has nominated six special ambassadors, one for each region. Each one of them will have or has had a nomination ceremony within the region, and today, of course, we're delighted to have the one here in Rome for the region of Europe. So our special ambassadors have a range of skills, expertise, experience, which are very different, but also very complementary. Just let me introduce them to show you how they have they bring to the year all these different kinds of skills. So for North America, we have Dr. Joyce Boy, who is a leading scientist for agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. She heads a research study on plant protein and food allergies with a particular focus on peas, and she has published extensively research on pulses. For Asia and the Pacific, we have Professor Kanambot Sidike, who is the chair and director of the Institute of Agriculture at the University of Western Australia. He's an agricultural researcher and leading scientist in the field of legumes. For the Northeast, the Director General has nominated Maggie Habib from Egypt, who is a TV celebrity and editor of food magazines. If you are from the region, you have not missed her. She is there on the TV all the time. She's very appreciated. For Latin America and the Caribbean, we're finalizing the nomination. We just need a final confirmation, but it is soon to come. For Africa, we have Elizabeth Mpofu, who is an agroecological farmer from Zimbabwe, who has contributed to the establishment of the Zimbabwe Smallholder Organic Farmers Forum and the Eastern Southern Smallholder Farmers Forum. And for Europe, she needs no further introduction. You have heard her, you have listened to her ideas and to her passion, and we are delighted to have her nominated today. So, what do these ambassadors actually do throughout the year? Well, they participate in many events from the International Year of Pulses Action Plan. We're honored to have here our committee members, the co-chairs, and the members of the International Steering Committee, which develops an action plan, and we also have regional action plans. So, of course, our ambassadors will be contributing directly to activities in those regional action plans, and they will be acting as keynote speakers, they will be going to high-level meetings, they will be convening fora, they will be facilitating, they will be panelists, every possible opportunity they will be taking to promote the messages of the pulses. They will be raising awareness of these various, from different angles, on the all of the different benefits of pulses. We will be calling on them to engage with social media. They will be interviewing throughout the year. They will be attending whatever is around their own fields of expertise, be it research conferences, all the way to farmers' fora, and so on. They will be contributing to publications. We'll ask them to write. We'll ask them to also be present in different activities of the FAO and promote pulses throughout the year. So this is why it is so important for us to have these special ambassadors from family farming to soils to pulses. Our ambassadors up to now have done a sterling job in promoting the messages of these international years, and we are delighted to be able to be here with you present in today's nomination of Jenny Chandler. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Marcela. And as I mentioned at the beginning of my introduction, I would like to brief you briefly some information about the book that we have just published and we are launching today. In over 190 pages, with beautiful photographs and informative illustrations, the publication gives an overview, obviously, on pulses and offers a brief guide to the main existing varieties. I beg your pardon. It starts by giving some information about the history of pulses, and as you know, we have around 20,000 species of pulses in the world. And dry pulses have long been a symbol of travel and coming together. In ancient times, bags of pulses were served to wish prosperity each new year. Ancient Romans even used beans for balloting, both in elections and in court, while ancient Egyptians believed that lentils enlightened the mind. The third chapter of the book handles the key messages that FAO wishes to convey about the impacts that pulses have, particularly in ensuring a healthy nutrition for a large part of the population. FAO has identified five ways, I beg your pardon, pulses impact people, food production, and the planet. The second, fourth, and fifth chapters of the book are dedicated to what we can do, all of us, in order to grow pulses in our garden, harvest them, and cook them. This is, in fact, one of the most exciting parts of the book, as FAO worked together with 10 international acclaimed chefs to prepare over 30 recipes that we can all cook and enjoy at home. I remind you that the publication is currently, as you will see there, in English, French, and Spanish. The other three languages will be in a couple of weeks coming up, Arabic, Chinese, and Russian. And copies of the publications are displayed outside and also for purchase at the FAO Brand Center. We have also prepared a leaflet with all the recipes, and you can always obviously download the publication from the web free of charge. Hope you like it, and now before we go to open the ceremony, I'm going to give the floor very briefly because we don't have much time, if there are any questions from the public to our distinguished panel members. Any questions from the public? If not, then, as I said, we are running a little bit out of time. I think we are going to proceed to the opening of the exhibition that we have just outside. So I'll invite all of you to accompany us to the exhibition. And with this, we close here today this ceremony. Thank you very much for coming.